So, question. You guys ever roast your parents? Nah. Like, legit. No?
Nah.
Yeah, roast your parents.
My dad would beat the shit out of me. he beat the shit out of me.
So this is one time, right? So my dad, he's going through his divorce. I'm going through my breakup. And he goes on a date with this chick. And he's like, oh, well, we're going to go to Denny's. You want to come? I was like, do you have to pay? No, you don't have to fucking pay. I was like, all right, then I'm coming.
Damn.
So we get there. My dad, like, well, he's in his 40s. But he doesn't have any teeth. Because when my dad was younger, he would do meth and shit. So, like, he ended up losing all his teeth. Mm-hmm. This chick didn't know that. So we're all, like, sitting down ordering food or whatever. He pulls out the dessert menu. He looks over at her. He's like, man, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I kind of got a bit of a sweet tooth. I'm just over here looking at my menu. Too bad it's fake. He just fucking looks at me. He's like, dude, I'm going to fucking kill you. I looked up. I was like, oh, fuck, she doesn't know. And she straight up says, she's like, what does he mean?
Cock block.
He's like, my dad tells me, he's like, I didn't tell her that yet, dick. He fucking has to tell her. I'm like, oh, fuck, I am a dick. And, well, on topic of, like, my dad, like, dating and shit after being married, like, because he was married for 10 years to his ex-wife. And, like, he's, like, getting on dating apps again or whatever, but it's, like, totally different. So he's asking me for my help. One day he comes up to me. He's like, oh, what do you think of this chick? I was like, cool, I guess. Like,
bro.
And I was like, let me see her profile. And then I looked through her profile. I was like, how long have you been talking to her? He's like, oh, about a week now. I was like, did you ever ask her what TS meant? Or do you know what TS means? He's like, no, what does TS mean? I'm like, dude, ask her. She replies like, oh, I'm a transsexual.
Oh,
damn.
And my dad's like, oh, have a good life.
Have a good life.
Fuck.
My dad was always oblivious to that shit, though. Like, one time we were, he needed to go get insurance or whatever on a work vehicle. So, you remember the old, Fun Zone on California?
Yeah, I
a chick ends up walking out, right? And he's just looking at her. He's like, damn, I wouldn't mind getting with her. I'm like, you wouldn't, huh? I saw what she looked like. He didn't get a good look. He's just checking out her body and shit. We get to the stoplight. I was like, so you'd smash her? He's like, yeah, I'd smash the fuck out of her. I was like, hey, she's right there. Look. He looks. It's a fucking dude fucking dressed in drag. And he's like, oh, hell no.
I ain't smashing no more.
Oh, I'm like, he's still smashing. He's like, we ain't talking about this.
We're done with this.
Funny as fuck.
Hey, yo, LSD, though. How'd you, like, how was that?
Oh, you've done it, too?
I did. I only did mushrooms and LSD because of this movie.
Because of Mowgli?
No, but when I did it and he did it, it didn't work for him.
Feel it?
Yeah.
The first time I did it because I was also really high. Like, I took LSD. And then my other friend was smoking, and I was like, I was smoking at the time, so I was like, oh, like, all right, smoked with him, and so I had like a mixed high, and I couldn't tell what was the LSD and what was like the weed, you know what I mean? I was like, damn, like I can't really tell. So a day later, or a couple of days later, I took another tab, but I went to the Bluffs all like by myself, and like at the end of the day, like when the sun was setting, took a tab. And just like relaxed on the grass and just laid there and just wanted to feel that only. And it was pretty crazy. It was a good experience. I was just like, it was like a mellow day. Just, I felt, yeah, it was a good time.
What did you experience? Like, I heard you see shit. Like, my friend told me he saw like diamonds in the sky.
Lucy in the
diamonds
sky.
Diamonds in the sky. And like, I've never done drugs, but I always remember like my friend told me he'd see like dragons and shit. And like, I was like, man, if I were to ever do drugs, like, LSD seems like the one, but
I didn't see anything, bro. No. Like, it was more like it was just more like everything was intensified. Like I can't really explain it.
Like a car passing by,
like lights
more intense.
Lights are more bright. Like colors are more bright. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
do you feel happier? Do you? Like,
you felt scared? You feel happier. You definitely feel happier. But I felt like just like when I would focus on something, I would just get really focused. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what I took from it, is just focus. Like, And, like, I remember just, like, staring off at the bluffs, and, like, I was just looking out at everything, and it was just complete, like, nighttime at that point. And I was just like, if you want to achieve anything in life, like, all you have to do is apply focus. Like, that's it. Like, just focus completely. And that's, like, the main thing I took from LSD. Like, every time I did something like that, I would always try to take something from it, like a lesson, or try to learn something from the experience. But, yeah.
Didn't you see, like, stars later that night?
Oh, yeah. So I was walking along the bluffs after I had, like, after the sun was setting. The LSD already kicked in, and I was walking along the bluffs, and there was a astrological society or something like that, like, where they would set up, like, telescopes, and they would, like, look at the night sky and everything, and just, like, try to look for, like, different planets and stuff. And I was walking by, and they're like, hey, you want to check these out? And I was like, all right. Like, and I was just, like, on, like peaking LSD at that point. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I was just looking at it. They're like, you know, oh, like, that's Jupiter. That's whatever. Like, I'm just, like, right there, like, damn, like, y'all don't even know. Like, just like, and I was like, damn, this is sick. And then I was just chilling with them, and I was vibing with them. And I just sat down, and they were all just hanging out. And I felt like I knew all of them. Like, I felt like I was homies with all of them for the longest time. But I was just chilling, just, like, by myself, like, with my skateboard. And then I was like, all right, like, I think I'm ready to go. So I just took off walking. And I went, I started heading home. And there was this big hill. And I had my cruiser, not my actual board, but my cruiser. Started cruising down the hill. And I felt like I was just floating, bro. I had my arms up, open. And I was just, like, floating down the hill. Like, and it was, like, late at night. I was just by myself, bro, just, like, freaking vibing to myself, bro, just chilling, like, felt free. That's crazy.
Where's the star at, though? You said you saw a star.
Yeah, like, through the telescopes.
You didn't even mention the star. You just answered Jupiter and
shit.
You
said Saturn.
I saw the whole night. Wait. Bro, you know I'm going to see some stars. Come on.
Like, what the heck? Shooting star or something like that?
I saw it all, bro.
Sorry. Yeah, that's the amazing thing, though, about, like, doing psychedelics is that you really, like, feel that you know everybody, you know, and that everybody is, like, your friend, you know, and that, yeah, like, you can, like, if I didn't know any of you guys, and somehow, some way, we both were, like, on shrooms, and we were to meet up right here, right now, we would have the jolliest fucking time, and it would just be so crazy, you know?
100%.
Do you think that's, like, a reason it's illegal?
Highly.
I've heard, like, theories where it's, like, you know, like, hippies, I don't know, was it, were they bad, like, illegal or something? Because, you know, like, weed was illegal, and then they're, like, they're so happy, like, not having anything, that, like, the government doesn't want you to be happy or some shit, so then it's, like, they illegalize the drugs.
Bro, it's so funny, because I saw a sign that literally said drugs as a banner, and it was, like, this store, and it's, like, okay, so this place sells drugs. Right. But psychedelics is a drug that you can go to jail for, you know?
Yeah.
It's really fucked up, because it's like,
it's subjective.
It's just like, yo, what the government decides is, you know, drugs is crazy, you know? Like, how are you going to tell us that these plant medicines that have been used before Western medicine is, like, bad for us, you know, and dangerous, when our ancestors, everybody's ancestors, more than likely, have used these medicines to be able to connect with other, you know, beings, right, in other realms, and, you know, enter into other dimensions, gain knowledge, you feel me? Like, just think, like, I honestly think the people, you know, that built the pyramids were for a fact doing mushrooms, you know? Like, they still can't say today, like, how, you know, it was patterns. Built.
I don't even think they said it was people that did it, though.
What'd you say?
I don't even think they said it was people that made them.
What'd you mean?
The pyramids.
Yeah, well, see, I think that's probably undecided. I'm not too sure.
There's theories that it's time travelers, too.
Well, you can do a lot.
I don't even fucking know, bro.
What you can do a lot if you get thousands of slaves and just, you know, have them bent over backwards. Just
I don't know. I've just heard it's like when you go there, it just doesn't look human made, you know?
Interesting.
Like something else made him another life form.
But there's contraptions you can use for leverage to lift heavy things with, and with thousands of people or hundreds of people, it's possible.
Yeah.
I gotta go see it.
Yeah, you gotta try mushrooms one day, Ipe.
I'm good.
He's good.
I don't even like eating regular mushrooms.
But I do agree that ancient civilizations have most definitely have tried psychedelics, because you look at the patterns in architecture and art, you know, where did the swastika come in, and like the pattern of, like, it looks like kaleidoscopic symbols within, like look at the Mayan calendar. Like, the way I would say that, if you do psychedelics, if you're peaking, you can look at anything. And I would say the best way is to, like, what it looks like is if you look at the palm of your hand, just all these curvy lines, and just imagine seeing that overlapping everything you see.
Like, yeah,
that's how I would put it. It's like the hardest thing to conceptualize, but like people just, they use the metaphor as like a kaleidoscope, but I would say it's more like a the palm.
Wait, for
of
psychedelics
your hand.
Or for building the pyramids?
I said for psychedelics.
Okay,
I'm just saying,
I was thinking of pyramids. I'm like,
no, but I'm saying no, but I said for ancient civilizations that done psychedelics, it's prominent because you could see the patterns in their art and architecture. Mm-hmm. If you look at like temples in India, you know, there's those ones with like all the little tiny reliefs and figures around a pyramid, just like, and it looks like that same pattern, like on the palm of your hand, just like, you know, just very intricate, you know.
So does everybody here know that we don't see more than, I think is what, 0.5% of the frequencies that's within us?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
In front of us?
Yeah.
You guys know that?
Wait, what do you mean?
Are you talking about the theory where, like, whatever you're not looking at is fake?
No. So, like, literally, like,
I mean, think about this.
All the light frequencies in front of you.
Like, all the frequencies that go over, like, there's things that we cannot see, like electricity or, like...
Like radiation?
Radiation, yeah. Or any of those frequencies that are just going through.
We can't even see the wind.
Or, like, as we speak, all the atoms
Tornadoes.
And molecules and the air in this room that are just, like, moving. Like, one thing I always say is, like, whenever I've been on psychedelics and I see people yawning... That's when I see, like, things expanding.
Like, when someone sneezes, you see those green molecules come out?
No, I just see, like, the room, like, expanding and contracting whenever I see people yawning. And it makes me think, like, when people, like, it's like a, you know, when one person yawns, everyone else does it. Like, why is that? Is that, you know, it makes
that frequency, dude.
It makes you think.
It's the frequency, dude. It's powerful. You feel me?
Is that?
That's like when
scientifically proven. Like,
it's like, bro,
if you yawn like towards a person, that person might yawn.
Well, I don't know if it's scientifically proven, but I can just on my personal, and I'm pretty sure everybody's had this happen before. Like, you see somebody else yawn, like you're like, oh shit,
I gotta yawn. That's like when I fart. When I fart, the frequency passes. It goes to the next person. Oh, like, I'll be at work, and I'll lay one out, and then I'll hear something down the hall.
Someone will smell
like,
that.
What the hell?
That's a reaction.
I pass my
causation
frequency.
Causation and reaction constantly, every second, every day.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, cause and effect.
Yo, so look.
The butterfly effect.
I had a recent shrooms experience that was so fucking interesting to me that it really fucking made my, like, perception, like, expand, like, so fucking far, because it was, like, almost as if that I didn't exist, but I existed in a moment where I perceived life, you know, entirely outside of just our world, the galaxies, the entire universe, all other beings, all other possibilities, happenings, nows, everything. And then I somehow, some way came across this, like, dimension where only my existence was there as, like, a memory. So it's very crazy, because it's like almost as if I didn't exist and I wasn't me, and I was able to view every fucking thing. Mm-hmm. But I was shown like this dimension where the memories of me were there, happy, sad, everything. And it just was this feeling that was like, fuck, you know? Like, I don't know, it just made me feel like what he was, what?
Nothing, bro.
I don't know. That was just a moment for me. Because it just makes you, it just like really dissolves the ego, you know? Like who you think you are, you know?
Yeah.
And what you think is important and what you value, you know, it's just really crazy.
But it's a great way to see the fabric of life, and you're just this.
Yeah.
You know, a small thread of it.
Like, right. Recommend it?
Yeah.
Should we? why do we both look at each other? Like, should we tell them?
I don't think I ever will. But
if you're curious, you know, how far will you follow the rabbit down the hole?
Right.
You know?
Okay, so.
You gotta.
Yeah. So something huge that I'll say is this. When you do go down the rabbit hole, dude, you keep going down, like, you're gonna learn that none of this shit matters. And you're gonna learn that, like, just that alone, just try to think right now, like, that none of this shit matters, you know? Yeah, like, literally, you don't fucking matter. Oh, wait, no, not like that. but like, just let that sink into your mind and just understand that, like, with psychedelics, the more you do it and the more you go down that rabbit hole, especially by yourself and in darkness, which is what I did recently, which is the most, like, craziest experience for me. Okay. It can get very intense, and you got to be mentally strong enough to be able to say, okay, I experienced this. This was the message, and I got to be able to stay who I am right here, right now, with that knowledge, and still evolve and go along my journey, because I'm still right here in this moment, you know? So if you ain't got that kind of will, I honestly would say, like, no.
You know? What gets you even started there, though?
Yeah. What do you mean?
What makes you want to do shrooms or LSD or whatever?
Mowgli?
All right. For me, why? Because, like, there's so much that I know already about myself, that I know that this substance is going to allow me to look further into myself.
You look so fucking and interested.
It probably doesn't make sense even saying that, but trust me.
We gonna change eBay fucking life, y'all. He gonna come back and motherfucking.
Yeah, come bro. Back. He gonna come back on psychedelics. Like,
fuck society, the government, this and that. I got motherfucking vaccinated. What the fuck? I'm like, man, these niggas got me, man. Hell, I need to speak to the elves, man. Pronto.
They come back with a bag full.
I was gonna say, but I feel like I just, like, this is like my first time actually talking to Jamal, like, straight up. And then it's like, this guy just thinks I'm like, dude, I've never been into, like, politics, and all of a sudden, like, someone's calling me political and, like.
Now he's gonna come back political.
Yeah. He didn't say that. He just says about the opinions, right?
Yeah. Nah, I just be fucking around, to be honest. Yeah. Changing it. I really do. But yeah, like, I don't know. You know?
I mean, yeah. The whole thing with the vaccines, the way he was saying it earlier, it could be a divisive topic. You know, it's like, in a way, that is politics. Like, it's
the thing that I don't like about it, and the reason why I, like, refuse to, like, say my opinion, although it's very, like, easy to assume my opinion, is because,
like, you just saying this, like, already kind of, like,
oh,
you can,
like,
assume your opinion.
Well, yeah, you can. My opinion is this, that I don't, like, believe the vaccine is necessary. And, you know, that's that. But I respect anybody who does do it, you know?
Yeah.
Don't have anything, like, negative towards them. But, I just leave it at that. And I try to not, like, engage in conversations with people who I think that wouldn't, like, be able to take the conversation. Because,
Yeah. Are any of you vaccinated?
No.
No. You are vaccinated?
No, I'm just fine.
You lie? You capping, bro. You're just talking about it. You're like, I'm not going to. I don't believe it, but I got it.
All right, Mowgli, you getting vaccinated?
Oh, you are vaccinated?
No.
You
got vaccinated? But I was going to say, how going back to like Ipe saying he doesn't do drugs, like I was going to say, don't feel pressured. Don't feel like you have to do it. Mm-hmm. Just understand that I did it because at that point in my life, I was not somebody that I could like straight up say right now, I don't like who I was in 2014. And after my experience with like mushrooms, it like opened me up because like I never had that idea of like thinking to myself like, well, do I actually like who I am? Like, why do I think the way I do? Why do I approach people the way I do? And it's because like I would see myself in others, and when others didn't do things that I would do, I would disagree with that, and it would cause conflict between me and them because of my own self, not because of them, but because I had trouble seeing that within, that I needed to fix that. And because of that, because of the mushroom experience, I realized like those 5-6 hours were more than what I needed to understand more about myself. And it was so intense to the point where I at the end of it, I was like, I truly do love who I am. And to be a better person, I have to be aware how I approach other people, not because of what I like, but because I want to be around them and what they bring to me as like a vibration. Because like even then I discovered the real definition of vibration, because like we were stuck in a room and then I opened the door to use the restroom and I literally felt every laugh, every conversation leaving that door. And that's when I made a connection, like, oh, this is what a vibe is. And I know that sounds funny to say, but it's just like that's what I.
You said bop. I just thought of bop. That's why.
What the?
You just thought about bop.
It just sounded like you said bop.
That's the podcast. That's the podcast title. Bop.
But yeah, like honestly, it's nothing bad. And especially if you're doing it with your friends and you're in a mental, like you have that setting, like you're not sad, you're not like upset, you're just like normal, whatever. I honestly feel like it'll turn out for the better, and especially because like. At the time, like no one was gonna like mess with me, like, oh, you seeing things? Yeah. We were already mature enough to the point where like we're gonna take care of each other. And Ivan was there. He was taking care of me, Jeremy, and another friend. And it was like nice. I felt secured. Like, so if I felt like if I lost control for whatever reason, he was there. Like, he would help me get through it. So that's just my experience and my perspective on it and why I would choose to even do it in the first place, because I wanted to know more. Why do so many people talk about this? Why do so many celebrities, artists, musicians, like, why do they talk about this? I wanted to understand that point too.
You can also
sorry.
Whoa, you guys said that at the same time.
You can also make a lot of connections to things that you had not known before. I mean, anything you try that's new to you, but more than so in media, in books, and in any art, literature, whatever, when you take psychedelics, you start thinking like, okay, this guy is singing about something that just reminds me of my experience while on these hallucinogens, or when you look at certain ancient artifacts or music videos or movies, you know, they have this like trippy things like the concept of looping. You know, there's just so many facets when it comes to hallucinogens that can turn off someone to even trying it. Mm-hmm. And for me, I've never been the one to really talk so much about it, because I do support hallucinogens, but my close friends know that I abused it, because I used to do like an eighth a week.
Shrooms or shrooms?
Wow.
By myself. And like sometimes it was so bad that I didn't know what was reality.
You
and
see,
what was,
so look,
I would wake
that's
up,
important.
I would wake up some days and I'd be like just recovering. Because I would go through mental loops.
And sometimes like you could see it in him, like when we would go skate, like he, it almost like was like emotion was drained and he was just going through like life. And it was sometimes like worrying, because like, it's like, are you all right? Are you doing too much? Like, are you on it right now? And it's like, these are questions that we would think as friends seeing him. Like, we were concerned. I was concerned. I was like, damn, like, I know I did it one time, but, like, I feel like maybe more than once is, like, fine, but, like, to do it over and over, it's like, you don't need to do that. But I once again, like, the choices he was making aren't mine. And when I took my experience, I was like, this is not for me to say anything, because, like, that's not my choice. And I'm learning, like I said, like, I'm learning not to talk to someone and tell them because of my beliefs. I gotta respect their choices. And that was, like, really powerful, like, that lesson I was learning myself, because, like, I was very strong with, like, how I felt and, like, emotionally, like, dude, you shouldn't be doing that, that's, like, bad in my brain. But, like, how I explained earlier, like, after taking that experience, I was like, whoa, I need to back off, because I could be the problem too.
Mm-hmm. So I'll just say this real quick. According to science, right, they say that, you know, psilocybin doesn't have any, like, addictive, like, properties. But, you know, and I don't know if you're willing to share or whatnot, but and I know somebody also specifically who have been through some things in their life that contributes to them having an addictive personality, you feel me, that makes it to where if they do something that they enjoy, they'll like it so much that they'll continue to do it, whether or not it's actually addictive, you know? So that's why it's not for everybody. And, you know, if you were to do it, it's like my experience was, I feel like the shroom fought, like, found me, you know, because I didn't go and search for the shroom. It was like, oh, sick. Dude, I've had that happen. You know, it's like, oh, like, we just ended up becoming friends. Like, oh, okay, you do this, that, and the third. Like, oh, you do shrooms. Oh, that's kind of cool. Like, I've been into it, blah, blah, blah. I've never done it. So, like, I'm down to do it. Yeah. Do it. Have the coolest experience, you know, and then do it a few more times. It's not necessary to do it, like, more than one time, because usually, you know, one is enough for some people.
I agree.
But, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, it wasn't so much that, like, some...
Not to say that he has an addictive personality or anything like that, but, you know, just to say.
No, it's all good. Yeah, no, I wouldn't say so much that I was addicted. I would just say that I was going through a lot at that time, and I was... I mean, I use this term a lot at the time, but experimenting and just trying to, like, dive deeper into figuring out who I am and my connections, my upbringing, and just reflecting on a lot of my past experiences. And a lot of emotions that I was harboring just came out during those experiences. So, like, one way I thought of it was, like, even my worst experiences were, like, I learned from them, you know, and it just, like, made a lot of things surface. So I was learning a lot, but I did abuse it. And I don't know, I was emotionally, I was kind of like I was hanging from a thread. And yeah, it's the like, these guys know, because, like, this is, like, the first time I've actually openly, like, talk about it. But, like, just hearing you guys talk about your experiences, it's like, I enjoy those experiences. I had those good ones, but I've also had the really, really dark ones. And but even then, like, looking back, you know, I don't regret any of it. And if anything, it I learned a lot, you know. But it's addicting. I would just say that if you're going through anything emotionally, just try not to, like, depend so much on any substance. And, like, because, well, my mom used to always tell me, everything in moderation. Right. Like, even skateboarding, or, like, because, like, you know, skateboarding is, like, I love it with a passion. But, like, the more and more you do it, like, there's other things off the board that are just as important, whether it's family or friends. And, like, exactly, you know, like, sometimes we just go straight to the park and we, like, get really competitive, and or, yeah, like, we all skate for a different reason, like, right, whether, right, it's for fun, coping, mm-hmm, just again, connecting with friends.
Yeah, for a fact. And you know what, like, that's something that a lot of people can take away from this too, is that, you know, it's okay to, like, do other things, you feel me? Like, you can be, Like, let's say you were madly in love with skateboarding, passionate as fuck, right? You can do other fucking things, you feel me? You don't have to just do, like, one thing, you feel me? So we all are human beings. Collectively, like, we're, like, over time, you're going to fucking have kids. You're going to be a dad. You're going to be a mom, whatever. Like, you're not going to be the same person in 10 years from now. So you're going to change. Change is inevitable. So just know that.
Sheesh.
Well, all right, everyone, that is it for the podcast. Shout out to Jeremiah for coming out. His info will be in the description. Ipe's info will be in the description, and everyone else is in the description. If just y'all have a beautiful
and blessed day.
Day
and just
night.
Know if you do psychedelics, do not do it if you are, you know, emotionally wrecked. And, you know, do it around people who are fun and people who are people you trust, you know, and just be safe as possible. And disclaimer, we are not any professionals.
We are not professionals. Do not take our advice for anything. This is just a friend's podcast. So,
and if you're a bop, hit him up.
Sayonara till next time, y'all.
Later.